This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The Root's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your... Frankly, this station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American-made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Wayne Allen Root, the root is on fire. Isn't it great living in Democrat cities and Democrat blue cities? New York City violence leaves residents anxious, fearing they'll become a victim of a shooting, stabbing, or other violent act. A new poll released today showed 75% of New Yorkers fear they will become the victim of violent crime. Roughly 76% of the city's residents are very concerned or somewhat concerned they'll become the target of violent crime. The folks who live in the nation's largest city are feeling anxious and concerned about their safety, according to the Spectrum News, New York One, Siena College poll. Just 24% of respondents expressed little or no concern amid the city's soaring crime rates. How concerned are you that a shooting in which a gunman targets people based on their race, religion, or ethnicity will happen in your neighborhood? A large group, 43%, said they're very concerned about such an event. An overwhelming majority, 70% of New York City residents said they feel less safe now than before the COVID pandemic started. Only 3% said they feel safer now. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Bad situation in these blue cities, in these blue states. Los Angeles, San Francisco, no better. I keep telling you the economy is about to crash. Shocking consumer credit numbers show that everyone is maxing out their credit cards ahead of the recession. That's bad news because, of course, you're going to need your credit card once we get to the recession, yet they're already maxed out before the recession. The April consumer credit report from the Federal Reserve was another shocker, especially after last month's stunning surge in credit card debt, which saw the biggest increase in revolving credit ever, which is why a lot of business people predicted this print from the Fed would be just as important. And Zero Hedge came out with this tweet. The week's most important data point is today's monthly consumer credit update. Last month, we saw a blowout record surge in credit card usage as consumers tapped out. And sure enough, it was. While again confirming what we've been saying for a month, any excess savings accumulated by the U.S. middle class are long gone. Of course, they accumulated them under Trump. They were all broke under Obama, then they accumulated savings under Trump, and now they're all gone under the third term of Obama. And in their place, Americans have unleashed a credit card-fueled spending spree. Here are the shocking numbers. In April, 1 month after the shocking March print, again, came in more than double the $25 billion expected. Instead, it was $52 billion in April consumer credit. Wow, these numbers are incredible. Incredible numbers, blowing away all expectations. They're borrowing, and they being the American consumers, borrowing and borrowing and borrowing. The stunner for the third month in a row was revolving or credit card debt, which remains shockingly high, rising by the second highest on record to $17.8 billion, and sending total revolving consumer credit back to new all-time high at just over $1.1 trillion. So, you know, during COVID, everyone was leveraged to the hilt. Now they're all leveraged to the hilt again. COVID's over. Can you imagine if COVID comes back now or monkeypox comes back? Thanks to Democrats and the Chinese, this stuff comes back. And we've got no money because everybody's maxed out. Another story I wanted to get out there. Mike Huckabee asked a question I've asked on this show. Why didn't Eric Holder get put in handcuffs and leg shackles? Eric Holder was the AG of the United States of America, Attorney General. under Obama, and he got charged with, you know, with what's the term they use? I don't even know the term. He was charged with not doing what Congress asked him to do. I'll find the term. Contempt of Congress. There we go. Thank you, Chris. Contempt of Congress. Same exact thing Peter Navarro was charged with, but they put Peter Navarro in handcuffs and leg shackles and in a prison cell. Nobody ever put Eric Holder in anything for being in contempt of Congress. Nothing. Nothing at all. You know, it's just unbelievable. And Huckabee said, let's see if I can find the best part of this. You know, again, I always try and look through articles and find you the highlights on the radio. And soon to be on the TV. And the FBI decided to arrest Peter Navarro, Huckabee said, as he was boarding a plane, even though he had called them and written them on Wednesday and said, if you need to talk to me, here's how to get in touch and let's visit. They never made contact. Interestingly, Peter lives next door to the FBI in Washington, D.C. Let me repeat that. He lives next door to the FBI. But they wanted to wait till they could humiliate him and make a public spectacle. Here's what I'd like to remember. Why did Eric Holder get put in handcuffs and leg shackles and taken to jail? He was also charged with contempt of Congress. Not a thing happened to him. Huckabee, who is not known as Mr. Tough Guy, said, I'm tired of Republicans wimping out. It's time that we win majorities in the House and the Senate and that we take the game right back to them. Let's find out just how legal Hunter Biden's activities were. Let's find out, did the big guy really mean Joe Biden? Did he get 10% of Hunter's deals? I'm tired of watching Republicans say, well, we don't play it like that. And Democrats using the DOJ and the FBI as persecutors, not prosecutors. And this is a big one. That's the constitutional concern, that if Peter Navarro or any of these other folks start just handing over records from the executive branch, you now have a legislative branch that's shredded the separation of powers. And that has pretty much made it so that any time Adam Schiff or Jerry Nadler or Eric Swalwell have some curiosity, they can just cough up a subpoena, and the executive branch is expected to roll over and give them anything they want, even at the expense of the United States Constitution. In any case, folks, we're in a bad, bad situation. And I mean a bad, let me underline it, bad, bad situation. I think this is like, you know, a cross between the Russian KGB and the East German Stasi and the Nazi government. They're coming after the people that disagree with the narrative of the government. And they want to censure us. They want to ban us. They want us to lose our jobs. They want us to lose our life savings. They want us to go to prison. They want to put us in camps. Maybe they call them prison camps. But I don't think they're far removed from the kind of camps we've seen in communist countries where people are sent to be tortured or die and lose all your assets. Here's an article about a top official from Russia telling the truth about Big Pharma and the engineered bioweapons. While the U.S. officials lie to protect the Big Pharma crooks, you're getting the truth out of Russia. To me, again, this is an opinion show, to me this sounds like truth. Everything we're hearing from our government lies, and maybe Russia's the one telling the truth. Maybe that's why Biden hates Russia so much. Maybe that's why Biden wants World War III. Because Russia probably listens in on all our phone calls. They know everything going on, and they know how this COVID thing came to be, and they know what it was all about. Nikolai Petrushev, Secretary of the Security Council of the Russian Federation, told a recent interviewer that Western pharmaceutical companies are behind the spread of many dangerous diseases, including COVID-19. Calling the COVID-19 flu man-made, Petrushev explained the so-called virus is likely made in Pentagon laboratories with the assistance of a number of major big pharma companies. He also linked the Clintons, the Rockefellers, George Soros, and the Biden crime family to such criminal endeavors. Instead of caring for the health of mankind, he said, Washington spends billions on the study of new pathogens. In addition, Western medicine is increasingly practicing genetic engineering, synthetic biology methods, thereby blurring the line between artificial and natural. Since Russia stands starkly against these kinds of things, the West continues to demonize that country. He explained the Western agenda has not changed for centuries as Western powers continue to dictate their terms to the world, boorishly trampling on the sovereign rights of states, covering their actions with words about the struggle for human rights, freedom, and democracy. They are actually implementing the doctrine of the golden billion, which suggests a limited number of people can flourish in this world, Petrushev went on to state. The destiny of the rest is to bend their backs in the name of their goal. Wow. The U.S. and the U.K. are engineering the current global economic crisis for their own gain, he revealed. In order to increase the wealth and welfare of magnates in London and on Wall Street, the United States and the U.K., controlled by big capital, are intentionally demolishing the global economy, which will doom millions of people to starvation. They are doing this by depriving the poorest and most reliant countries in the world of necessities such as grain, fertilizer, and energy, all while blaming Russia for their own evil machinations. I think there's a lot of truth in this. I mean, I'm not a fan of Russia. I'm not a fan of Putin. I think he's a nutcase. I think he's a madman. I really do. I think Russia will always be our enemy in many ways. But I think there's a lot of truth in what this guy's saying. By their actions, they are provoking unemployment and a migration catastrophe in Europe. And they are doing everything they can to make European states disappear from the pedestal of economically developed countries. Well, look, a lot of what he's saying, I think, has some truth in it. A lot of what he's saying, of course, is dictated by Russia's desire to take over the world. They're no great angels in this either. But there is some truth in all of this, that the big pharma connection with our government and with the media led to COVID-19, and China, of course, involved in it as well. And all of it is to create a great reset. And what's the purpose of the great reset? To plunge us all into poverty so that the state can rule us. And who's saying that? Not Wayne Root. Mayor Pete said it on a Sunday morning show 48 hours ago. Almost word for word. Not quite the same way I'm putting it, but very close. That they're looking to starve us all, so we all need government to save us. And then government will supply all of our gas, all of our electricity, all of our food, and all of our needs. And then they've got you. The government of the United States is like the mafia combined with a drug dealer. They're like the Mexican drug cartel combined with the mafia. They want to addict you and hook you and make you dependent on them for the rest of your life to survive. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see the makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Root sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. We don't just need Republicans in Congress. We need fighters. We need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Kyle LeBrew, an entrepreneur, America First conservative, and a candidate for Congress in Missouri's 4th District. Kyle is a Republican with strong, unapologetic conservative values. He's not one of those invisible Republicans who disappear as soon as they get elected. He's not one of those career politicians who've ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle knows he represents you. Kyle LeBrew stands for the Second Amendment, for holding big tech accountable for silencing conservatives, for keeping public schools from indoctrinating our kids with white guilt and gender confusion. Kyle is pro-life, supports term limits, and understands the government works for the people, not the other way around. Kyle will never support higher taxes because we are already taxed too much. Support Kyle LeBrew, a conservative fighter for Congress. Visit KyleLeBrew.com to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page. Paid for by Kyle LeBrew for Congress.
It was very important to feel like a company valued me and my family's time, specifically helping get the timeshare company off of our backs.
Do all the good you can, by all the means you can, and all the ways you can. I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. I first heard that John Wesley quote when I was 11 years old in Sunday school. I even have his words displayed at all of our offices to give our employees the same purpose I have when fighting to get clients out of a fraudulent time. Hampshire.
If you were not satisfied with other companies, look directly to Wesley Financial and they will help you.
I promise we'll do all the good we can every single day. That's why I guarantee we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-843-1313. 800-843-1313. 800-843-1313.
Raw and unfiltered.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Funniest story of the week. The root is on fire, and I'm bringing you the funniest story of the week. The spokesman for the President of the United States, Karine Jean-Pierre, was hired because she's black and gay, and that's it, is turning out to be the worst press spokesman in the history of the world, and that's saying a lot. And today, you know, that's just because of her demeanor and how she handles things. Forget about what's coming out of her mouth, which I'm sure is written by somebody else. But Karine Jean-Pierre said today, this is the quote, this is the funniest quote ever, "The economy is in a better place than it has been historically." Isn't that hilarious? Everyone's talking about an economic collapse coming, and she's telling you, and $10 gas and groceries out of control, and she's telling you the economy is in great shape, the best it's been in years. Wow. Fox News reporter Peter Ducey wasn't having it and challenged Jean-Pierre. High gas prices, people can't get baby formula, the supply chain's messed up, everything is more expensive. Where's the good part? Asked Peter Ducey. What I'm trying to say, Peter, is that we understand that people are feeling this. We're in an historic place in history. Historic! As we look at where we are with this economy, what I'm trying to say to you is the economy is in a better place than it has been historically. Oh my God. First of all, that's the worst debate I've ever heard. She repeated the same thing again that got her in trouble, and she just repeated it. Because all of them are communist Stepford Wife robots, mostly black and gay robots, because that's the whole key. If you're lesbian and black, nobody can ever challenge anything you say, according to them, because it's just racism. So they think that's like makes them bulletproof. So just appoint everybody to be black or lesbian or transsexual, or preferably a black lesbian transsexual. And so they appoint this Karine Jean-Pierre, and you just say something enough and repeat it, no matter how wrong it is, no matter how stupid it is, and they assume eventually people will believe it. You know, repeat a lie enough times and people will believe it. So here's another example of the stupidity of Democrats, because it is kind of pathetic. Michigan Democrat Senator Debbie Stabenow, she's a U.S. senator, brags that she passed every single gas station in her brand new electric vehicle, and it didn't matter how high gas was. Well, no, you brain surgeon, you witch, you Democrat communist witch, you brain-dead, numb moron. Of course it doesn't matter how high gas is, because you're driving your $120,000 electric car. I'm sure you have a Tesla. But it matters to everybody else who has a gas car. And we can't all change at once. Gas price hit a record today for the 10th straight day. Inflation rates are outpacing wages and gas prices are through the roof. And out-of-touch Democrat Michigan Senator Debbie Stabenow bragged she passed every single gas station or brand new electric vehicle, and it didn't matter how high gas is. She says, on the issue of gas prices, I drove my electric vehicle from Michigan to here, I guess she means D.C. last weekend, and went by every gas station, and it didn't matter how high it was. So in other words, if you have an electric vehicle, you're just whistling Dixie and laughing at all the peons that are going to lose their life savings and starve to death. Or maybe just, you know, stay in the house and collect welfare because they can't even drive anymore. They'll only have to walk or ride a bike for the rest of their lives, and you're just laughing because the peasants are suffering. I mean, this is what you're dealing with. How about senior Biden advisor Gene Sperling? So out of touch, he told CNN's Brian Stelter, who's like a human potato head, that he has no idea what high gas prices feel like. I'm not going to try to say I feel that pain personally, he said on Monday. This is what you're dealing with. People who are intentionally destroying the economy, and it doesn't matter to them in the slightest. Because they're not working class and they're not middle class. So they don't care if the rest of us starve to death. As a matter of fact, I'd say I'd go much further. They want the rest of us to starve because that will make us dependent on government. This is the Cubification of the United States, the Venezuelification of the United States, the Sovietification of the United States, and the Nazi Germanification of the United States. And yes, Nazi Germany was under a socialist national party. They were socialist slash Marxists. Kyle LaBrew for Congress is the answer, by the way. He's sponsoring this show. He's a big fan of Wayne Root, big fan of this show, listens every day. He's an America First conservative running for Congress in Missouri's 4th District. He is a strong, unapologetic conservative. He stands for the Second Amendment, for holding China accountable for COVID, for holding big tech accountable for silencing conservatives, for keeping public schools from indoctrinating our kids with white guilt and gender confusion, and for keeping biological men out of women's sports. Please support Kyle LaBrew. Not a conservative for Congress, but the right kind of conservative, a fighter for Congress. Visit KyleLaBrew.com, LaBrue, KyleLaBrew.com, and no matter where you live in this country, if you're listening to Wayne Root's voice, click on the contribute button and give a few dollars to KyleLaBrew.com, paid for by Kyle LaBrew for Congress.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Find a middle ground, the place where most of us Americans live anyway, especially on this issue.
actor Matthew McConaughey on Tuesday speaking at the White House briefing, weighing in on the gun debate. McConaughey, a father of three and Uvalde, Texas native, meeting with the Biden administration and other officials in Washington to talk about how to approach gun legislation. McConaughey continues,
America, you and me, we are not as divided as we were being told we are.
The terrorist admitting in federal court that she was the leader of an all-female battalion prepared to defend ISIS-controlled Raqqa, Syria in 2017. According to court documents, she began supporting terrorist groups in 2008. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
down the route. Sponsor of this segment of the show, Fellowship Home Loans. You all know that buying a home is perhaps the largest financial commitment you'll ever make. Having a friend in the mortgage business can certainly help. And my friends Mike and Brian of Fellowship Home Loans have been providing assistance to people just like you for nearly 20 years, providing information about purchases, refis, VA loans, reverse mortgages, or often just evaluating your current situation and giving you great professional advice. You're going to need their help. Call Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-SAVE. If you don't think homes are selling, you don't live in Las Vegas, they're selling like hotcakes still here. Matter of fact, one of my best friends in the world just sold their house days ago for $3 million. People from California are coming in and buying houses like crazy and driving the prices up. You know why? Because they're living proof that blue states don't work and blue state policies drive people away. And red states or redder states. Driving. Everybody is moving to Nevada and Arizona and Utah and Idaho and Montana and Florida and Texas. And they're running away from all the bluest states. And they're still buying homes like crazy in red states. Not in blue states, but in red states, they're buying like crazy. You need to buy a house or sell your house. Call Mike and Brian. They're now your buddies. You need two friends in the mortgage business. Fellowship Home Loans, fellowshiphomeloans.com, or 800-804-SAVE. Tell them Wainwright sent you, 800-804-SAVE. All right, our guest is here. Guy Nora is running for governor of Nevada, Republican candidate. His website, nora4nv.com, NV for Nevada. Nora, N-O-H-R-A, nora4nevada.com. He is a businessman, a very big businessman, a very successful businessman. I guess you could say he's a venture capitalist, co-founded a life science venture capital firm, born in Lebanon, came to America, emigrated legally to America, became an American citizen, and has enjoyed great success in America. And you know, Guy, I was just knighted on Sunday night. I don't know if you know that, but I'm now Sir Wayne Allyn Root by the oldest royal house in the world, and I'm now a knight. And I like to say, as an SOB, a son of a butcher, a guy who came from nothing on the wrong side of the tracks, isn't America a great nation? I haven't made quite the money you have, but I've achieved some incredible things in America and made a lot of money along the way because God bless freedom and economic freedom and capitalism. This is the greatest country in the world, and I could never have done what I've done in any other country, and neither, I believe, could you. Correct?
Absolutely. You know, I spend all my time on the road talking about the amazing opportunities that, you know, I'll give you the end of every time I'm speaking now, which is how I ended my debate the last week, was that where else can somebody 47 years ago be a 15-year-old with an AK-47 on their back manning a checkpoint to 47 years later standing on a stage to be the governor of the greatest state of the greatest nation? Where else can that happen, folks? Nowhere.
It can't. Don King, yeah. You know, Don King, the boxing promoter, the black boxing promoter, he said it best, only in America. And by the way, he is a Republican, Don King. A lot of people don't know that. Don King was a big Republican. And he said only in America could a black guy wind up being the greatest boxing promoter in the history of boxing. America is a great nation, and it's not a racist nation. That's a misnomer taught by the left. It welcomes its arms to all of us if you're smart enough, if you are hardworking enough, if you have enough work ethic and enough discipline, you're willing to sacrifice, anybody can and will make it in this country. Great opportunity and mobility. And you, of all people, Guy, have proven that point because you've really gone far. Tell everybody kind of when you got here, what was the metamorphosis? What happened over the next few years when you got to America?
Well, you know, the biggest thing in the world, you know, thank you. By the way, I've got to tell you, you took my line from me. I was going to call you sir when we started, but, you know, so congratulations. I'm proud of you as a new friend of yours. So to answer your question, I get to America. I'm this kid with an accent, and I'm meeting all these kids in my school. And they go, where are you from? And I say, oh, I'm from Lebanon, but my dad's Lebanese and French. My mom's Italian. They go, oh, my gosh, I'm Irish and German. I'm Mexican and Swedish. Everybody was mixed in this beautiful country of ours, and they were proud of it. So I was like, of course I can belong here. And that was the metamorphosis, to your point. I was like, I can do this. I can live this dream. I can make this happen. And with the kindness of the people and the fact that we were all so mixed, I'm like, yeah, we can do it.
Well, let me ask you, though. This is an honest question. I'm turning my show into a little bit of a business show right now. So I've done some amazing things in my life. I went from never being on TV a day in my life to trying out for Anchorman on CNBC, and I beat out 1,000 anchormen who wanted the job, and they picked me, a nobody who'd never been on TV one day in his life. And the next day, I was the host of 5 shows on Financial News Network, which later, a year later, became CNBC. You know, I built a massive company. I've done a lot of great things. Here I am, a national radio show. I've built a great show. I'm about to announce a national political TV show. I've written 15 books, but the one thing I don't know how to do is how to build like a close to $1 billion fortune. How did you go from an immigrant to building such a gigantic fortune in the hundreds of millions of dollars? How did you do it, Guy? I'm fascinated.
You know, again, it's always awkward to speak about money, you know, kind of, you know, I think that we can't discount. First of all, you have an amazing country where the opportunities are so plentiful that you can actually achieve that. And then sometimes, you know, we all need a little bit of luck. And I think luck plays a little bit of a role. But please, that doesn't mean I want people up there to go, oh, I don't have any luck, so I'm not going to try. That's not true. You know, luck happens to all of us. You know, we make our luck. So, you know, it's a combination of things. And that's just how you make these things happen. You just kind of one thing here, one thing here, one thing here. They kind of add up all together, and you just thank God, you know, for the opportunity. But that's really you know the best way I can answer.
But I guess what I'm trying to get out of you is you're a venture capitalist. Tell everyone what that means. See, the average person doesn't understand. You're a guy who picks winners and then builds businesses from little startups to giant companies, and I guess you take stock, and if they eventually go public, you can make a lot of money. That's what you do, is you pick winners and build companies, correct?
Absolutely. That's exactly it. So what we do is, you know, people, in my case, they tend to be life sciences companies, which is medical technology and biotechnology companies. We usually start them very, very early. We give them seed money to kind of get them going, and then we take them from concept to product, and anywhere between that stage, they either get acquired by a bigger company, and that's how we make our money, is through our investors, but also sometimes they do go public, and then after they go public, we exit. And these are, like, logistically, this is exactly what happens. You either sell the company or you take it public.
That's it. I love it. It's a great, great thing, and I wish I'd gotten in there myself. I wish I'd been smart enough to do that myself. I was just a dummy who became an anchorman on TV and a radio host. Doesn't make you the money that venture capital does, but the whole key to venture capital is it means you're a gambler. You're a gunslinger, and you put your money where your mouth is, and so you deserve all the success when you gamble and you win. So congratulations, Guy Nora, and now you're gambling on becoming the governor of this state. So tell us what you're basing that bet on. In other words, why do you think that you should be the governor of the state? What do you offer that all the other candidates can't? Here's your chance. You got your platform.
Sure. I think that what I want our citizens to understand is that your governor is your CEO, and especially in a state. They run the state. So you want someone who's going to run your state, who's got business experience, who's got the competence, who's got the judgment, who's been there, done that, who can look at a budget inside out, understand it, ask the tough questions, and then act upon it. So, that, you know, it's a mix of experiences that I think is just so important to have in a governor. And then the biggest thing is that when you have someone like this, then you know they're going to pick the right people. They're going to get rid of the wrong people, and they're always going to ask the tough questions, and then they're going to get out of the way and let people do their job, and then only check in and do what they have to do when things don't work out specifically the way that we like them to. And that's, you know, I've been so fortunate that that's been my whole career. And if I may, you know, gone a little bit of a tangent here. Both teams that are in the NBA finals are owned by venture capitalists. And did exactly what I just told you we do. Pick the right people, get out of the way. When things go sideways, come in and fix it, and then go back out of the way. And that's what I'm going to do with our state. We're going to have 17 people report to me, and they're going to be the best people for the jobs, whether it's transportation or public safety or health or education. They're going to be the best people for them because I'm going to find them, and I'm going to put them in there. And if they're in there today, they can stay. If not, you know, we're going to find somebody that can.
All right, so what is the state of the race, Ginora? For you visited all 17 counties, and where do you stand in this race, and what do you think is going to happen on Election Day, which is June 14th, and early voting is actually going on right now. Give us your prediction.
So it is amazingly fluid right now. Anybody that tells you they know what's happening is just wrong. We're all scrambling. We're all working really, really, really hard. In our case, I think our favorables have gone up since the debate at an amazing slope. Like, I mean, our rate of favorability is just going up so, so fast. And usually that's followed by positive polls, which we're also seeing on our own, but most importantly on votes. On the day that votes. And as you know, our people, they're going to show up next Tuesday because that's how we are, right? You know, we like to go out and do our business and our duty and do it the right way. So our people, meaning Republicans, not just my voters. But, I'm expecting a tight finish, but, it's feeling good. And I'm not going to slow down.
All right, Ginora, you heard it from the man himself, running for governor of this state, Republican, Ginora. His website, nora4nevada.com, which is Nora, N-O-H-R-A, 4NV.com. That's the abbreviation for Nevada, nora4NV.com. Co-founded a life sciences venture capital firm, born in Lebanon, an immigrant, came to America legally, now an American citizen, and has built a wonderful, wonderful career and a great fortune in the greatest capitalist nation in world history. Ginora, thanks for coming on the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
Mike Lindell loves the radio listeners, and now Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering you buy one, get one free extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Great stuff available right now at very special savings. Buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Not just for the adults, but for the kids. I love my roll and go pillows. They're right by my recliner. And of course, I have the bed sheets and more that I use every day. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't miss this incredible buy one, get one free extravaganza and get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials, promo code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver, and the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-333-1750. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policy as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-333-1750. That's 800-333-1750. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
Raw and unfiltered.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Wayne Allyn Root. Liberty Projects is the sponsor of this segment. It's coming up on Friday, finally. I've been talking about this golf tournament to raise funds for the Liberty Projects and their support of military vets and also wild Mustangs that they're rescuing. And I've been talking about this for 3 months. I believe it was April 1st or so when we started promoting this golf tournament, April, May, and now June. So, you know, 2.5 months. The tournament is coming up this Friday, June 10th. So what's today? Tuesday. So Tuesday to Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. 3 days from now. So 70-plus hours from now is the Liberty Projects Golf Tournament, their annual golf tournament, June 10th at Revere Golf Club in Henderson, Nevada. If you're listening to my voice and you're in Las Vegas, go play in the tournament. Register at vetsandhorses.com. 100% of all proceeds are used for the program to help military veterans and rescuing and training wild Mustangs. They put the two together, and the vets get help for their PTSD. They love hanging out with the animals and petting the animals and riding the animals and all the other things that you do at a rescue for wild Mustangs. My daughter loves horses, and she is a horsewoman, and she jumps English jumping, and so, you know, I understand horses now a little bit, and I know how much joy it gives her in her life, and I'm betting that's the same joy the veterans get, the same relief from PTSD and all the problems that plague them mentally when they get home from war, hanging out with these horses. It's a wonderful thing. So it's wonderful for everyone. You're rescuing the horses and you're rescuing the vets. 100% of all proceeds are used for the program to help vets and horses. Just go to vetsandhorses.com. And if you're listening to my voice in another city, because this show is nationwide, well, then all you have to do is send a few bucks to vetsandhorses.com. Go there, click on it, give them a contribution, even if you can't play in the golf tournament. Vetsandhorses.com. The tournament is this coming Friday, June 10th, Revere Golf Club in Henderson, Nevada. Go to vetsandhorses.com for all the information. Okay? All right. National gas, disaster. National gas average, disaster. It approaches $5. American households are crushed under the weight of rapid inflation and sagging economic growth. By the end of the week, if not next week, the national average for gasoline will be at least $5 a gallon. As of this morning, gas prices at the pump climbed to a record $4.91.9. So, in other words, $4.92, up 21% since mid-April, when it was $4.07. National average for price of gas last year, even under Biden, was $3. So now it's going to be $5. That's the national average. It does not include much more, so much more in states like California. So much more. California, Oregon, Washington, even here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Because we pay prices very close to California. Not quite, but pretty close. But in California, One is just pennies away from $10 a gallon. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? I said it was going to go to $10 a gallon. And I've reported how in Washington State they're changing the little windows inside the, you know, the gas pumps where it shows you the price to add another digit so they can go to 10. They know what's coming. They absolutely know what's coming. And in California, it's just about at $10 a gallon in one area. So we are just talking about a disaster. A disaster. And everything Biden has attempted to do has failed. And so prices are just going to keep going up, 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 up. And I'm telling you, it's going to lead to such an incredible trucking disaster. Because the truckers will not be able to afford, as of this moment, they're spending so much money that they can't afford to stay in business. And trucking firms are going out of business by the hundreds every week in the United States. You know that? My trucking friends are telling me hundreds of trucking firms are going out of business. There's going to be nobody to truck the food to the markets. It doesn't even matter whether you have fertilizer or grain. Even if you had it, nobody's going to truck it to the market. Without trucks, our country is done. Here's another headline. A looming food crisis will ultimately impact Americans, expanding the effects of record inflation. Wheat prices rose another 6% on a single day recently. The surge in basic food prices, which have gone up over 40% this year, is the direct result of sanctions on Russia and the decision by India to institute a ban on exports due to concerns over food security. While India is not a vital wheat exporter in the international food market, the impact of its export ban may prove to be a damaging blow in light of Russian sanctions. Food prices have continued to soar since the beginning of 2022. Part of the inflationary impact plaguing Americans. In March, the Bloomberg Green Markets North American Fertilizer Price Index jumped another 10% due to Russian sanctions, the highest increase in record at that time. There's just so many things, and I'd argue really bad things, going on at the same time. And it's not just me. Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, they're all saying the exact same thing. So much headwinds, so many bad things going on at the exact same time, that it is just too much to believe. And I got a letter today, if I could find it. I don't even know where it is now. I got so many different letters. Here it is. Truck driver. Just talking about the fact that one truck to fill it up cost this truck driver $1,149.50. This is one truck for one day of fuel. I own three. So for each day of operation, it cost me $3,448. And I use a full tank of gas every day on every truck, sometimes more than one tank per day. My trucks generally run 5-6 days a week. So we'll estimate on the low side, say 5 days a week. That's $17,000 for gas. Last week was over $20,000 for 1 week that I have to pay out of pocket to try and keep not only my children fed, but those of my employees and our country. Mark my words, we're on a downhill slide to the worst recession our country has ever seen. Trucking companies are going under left and right, hundreds a week. Whew. Everything you eat is driven to market by trucks. We're in a mound of trouble.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Ready.